Because the messaging cannot save a bad product or a bad service. If you're communicating a bad service or a product, you're going to ensure that it goes down faster because more people know about a bad service or product. Typically, when a business starts, so going out in the market, they start off by building a website, building their logo. That's the biggest mistake or a myth that people think. Brand is a logo. The first step is discover. Second step is define. Then you start designing. Then we develop it. And then we deliver it to the audience.
Namaste everyone and welcome back to another fresh episode of 3XP by KRF Media. I'm Kunal Raj and we are here at the Goa Beach Summit 2023. Really excited, really pumped because we are sitting with the co-founder of Drending Consulting, Lloyd Tavares. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure to be here on your podcast. Let's do this.
So how do you stay aligned with industry trends and consumer behavior when you're creating brand campaigns?
So I think firstly, more than the industry, brand is more about understanding what you believe in, what you stand for, right? And what you stand for should be relevant to the times. Like, let me tell you one thing. So Coke as a brand, its core purpose of what it stands for, it stands for bringing happiness to families and friends. That hasn't changed for the last 50 years, right? So while industries, you know, times change, your true purpose, your true beliefs always stay. So that's the power of a brand, right? So the world's most successful brands have always stuck to their core belief, their core purpose.
Their brand message, what
they say. Their brand message, what they stand for. A Red Bull, a Coke, a Starbucks, a Cadbury that stands for celebrations. So while your core message, your brand message, your purpose stays, your brand messaging changes with time. So your brand messaging changes as per the season or as per the time. If it is Christmas, then your brand messaging will change to something more festive. If it's holy, then your brand messaging will change to something more colorful. But your brand belief is always consistent, right? So that's where your multi-million dollar brands always stay consistent to what they believe, regardless of times.
Nice. So can you walk us through the process for developing and implementing a successful brand strategy?
So we at Drending have created something called as the Drending 5D Brandly Framework. And what we believe and how did we come out with this 5D Brandly Framework? We looked at all the brands that we worked with and we took a step back and thought to ourselves, what made them so successful? Even post-pandemic, when everyone was suffering to stay alive, these brands grew. Typically, when a business starts going out to customers or going out in the market, they start off by building a website, building their logo. That's the biggest mistake or a myth that people think. Brand is a logo. Right? But when we designed our brands or every brand that we work with, however big or small, we understood the business. We understood what they stood for, their core purpose, their core vision, their mission, what makes them different. Why should they stand out? Right? So first, an absolute clarity on where they should stand for, how they should differentiate. And then you start designing your brand for that audience that you've created. So we have a 5D Brandly Framework that talks about the first step is discover. Second step is define. Then you start designing. Once this design is as per what appeals to the customer, then we develop it and then we deliver it to the audience. If anyone follows this process, I can rest assured this is the most proven format because every brand and the brands that we work with are multi-crore SMEs. Brands that have grown from 15 crores to 35 crore in 1 year. Brands that have grown from 10 crore to 18 crore in 1 year. Brands that have gone from 150 crores to 150 crores in 2 years. Right? So we've seen this progress and we've studied what happens and why. So this 5D Brandly Framework is something that we strongly believe in. That's our philosophy.
How do you ensure consistency in brand messaging across all marketing channels?
So here it starts off ensuring consistency. The first step is to pen down what your brand messaging is. Right? So many people, bigger organizations work with multiple agencies. They'll have a special graphic agency, they'll have a social media agency, they'll have a website agency. So if each one starts creating what message they think is right, then each one will speak a different language. So the first step is to define that messaging. So once we define that messaging, that if you are a Coke, you stand for happiness, right? If you are a FedEx, you talk about always being on time and safety. That core messaging has to be then passed on into a guide to all your stakeholders, be it your staff, be it your HR that's hiring, be it your agencies, and then everyone starts speaking the same language. The same language has to be communicated from a top up, which means your management, your directors needs to start emphasizing about the message. That's when messaging is consistent. That's when you start building a brand. So remember, it's best for you to talk about yourself than people talk about you. Right? So it's better to tell people, okay, this is who I am, than people assume who you are. So that's
putting how, your brand forward.
Mostly. Yes. Yeah. You know, dikhta hai to bikta hai. Right? So you have to be seen.
How do you approach brand positioning and messaging for a brand with a negative reputation?
So there are two ways to it, right? So there are two types of negative reputation. One which is short-term negative reputation because of an incident that happened, which might have not been something critical. But if it is your brand, if your reputation is because your product or service is bad, then I would say solve the problem of the product and the service first and then rework the messaging. Because the messaging cannot save a bad product or a bad service. Communication cannot save a bad product. It will just... If you're communicating a bad service or a product, you're going to ensure that it goes down faster because more people know about a bad service or product. A negative PR, negative communication, that can be sorted by telling the truth, right? Cadbury had a major issue some years back when there was something in their chocolates. And then through a very well-structured PR campaign, they are now back to being successful again, right? So Johnson & Johnson had a very bad incident earlier, but still they're still surviving. They're still one of the most powerful healthcare products. While their baby products have suffered, they've used the same brand power to move into other verticals. The brand is not a product or a service. Brand is what you stand for. So as long as you have a strong brand, you can leverage it to build across multiple verticals. Like Apple, right? It started off as laptops, but you're still buying a phone from Apple. You're still buying a AirPods from Apple. You're still buying tablets from Apple. If Apple launches a car tomorrow, you'll be buying it, right? However, Dell, you won't buy a phone from Dell. Right? So that's the power of a brand.
How do you approach creating a brand for a new product or service?
For a new brand, it's absolutely essential to get clarity of how you will stand out in today's cluttered world. So especially when the internet is commoditizing everything, which means people are going to sort everything by price, new brands have to create a strong positioning to stand out so that they can charge a premium, they can leverage the market so that they can say no to customers that are paying low. They can get payments faster. So it's absolutely essential that people understand why they are different and stand out. New businesses, get clarity, and then design your positioning, not your logo. Logo, website, all of that comes later. Who you stand for, right? Because people buy from you because they believe what you believe.
Yes, very well said. And now, since we are here at the beach, we'll have a chill session, right? Rapid fire round.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, go out beachside summit. We've been chilling all day with wonderful people.
Yes. Your favorite book to read?
The Lean Startup.
Yes. Three things to remember when marketing a business?
Consistency, consistency, consistency.
Name one other company and CEO that inspires you.
Company and CEO that inspires me. I'm not going to give big worldly examples. I'm going to talk about people that inspire me every day. We work with a tech company called Tangentia, and Vijay Thomas, a hustler, grinder, and a mentor. Look forward to learning a lot from him. He's someone that inspires me.
What do you believe is the biggest strength of your company right now?
Biggest strength of our company is our staff, our team.
The vital core.
Absolutely. Our team is everything.